الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنبه من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي درود شريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, it's a human nature that when we get our purpose, our objective, we get happy for it. When we're working for something, we've got a goal set in front of us, we've got an objective, we've got a purpose, and once we get that purpose, we get that contentment, satisfaction, happiness in our heart. That's the human nature, right? Now the question that we all need to ask ourselves is that we're in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to this world, what is our purpose? What is our objective? What is my goal? We all have to ask this question to ourselves. Is it just that we are living our life, we'll live our life for a few years, and then we leave this world and it's finished? It's just that? No, it's not that. What's my purpose of living? What's the objective? What's the goal? Why am I still alive? Why is it that things that takes place around me does not take place according to my desire, according to the way I want it? There are so many things happening in our life. We didn't plan it in that way. We don't want it to happen in that way, but it's still happening. Who is doing it in that way? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is it that I do not have control over the things happening around me? Somebody, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is controlling all of that. So what's the purpose of my living? The ayah that I've recited, Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I haven't created the ins, the humans and the jinn, but so that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we've mentioned this earlier, that this ayah doesn't mean that we leave everything and just stay in the masjid 24/7 and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that. It means liya'rifun, that we recognize our Creator. Who is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if we make this our objective, if we make this our purpose of living, then we will get that contentment and peace in our heart that we are looking for. See, you know, if a person thinks that wealth, money, is my objective of living, and he works day in and day out for that, how can I get more money? How can I become more rich? How can I get more wealth? More materialistic things of this world? If he works for that and if he makes that thing as his purpose and objective, then we see this, that so many times a person gets all of that, but still he's looking for peace. He hasn't got that peace in his heart. He can become the millionaire. He can get everything that a person can think of. But still he's got that, you know, his life is full of stress. He hasn't got that peace and contentment in his heart. His heart is not satisfied. What does that tell us? That tells us that money and wealth is not our objective. Because once a person gets that, if that was our objective, once a person gets that, he should have got that peace in his heart, but we see that it doesn't happen. Now, you know, there are two different things. One is asbab-e rahat. Money, wealth, the things of this dunya, it's not that we leave all of these things and just stay away from it. No, we need to work for it. We're living in this world, we have to work for it. But that cannot become our objective. That cannot become our purpose of living. You know, the things of this dunya, they are the means to get rahat. They are the means to get peace and comfort. But at the end of the day, comfort, peace and satisfaction comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be that a person does not have all these things. He doesn't have a proper bedding. He doesn't have a soft mattress to sleep on. He doesn't have a good house, for example. He's struggling financially. It could be that he doesn't have all these means of comfort. But Allah could give this person peace and contentment. Why? Because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other way around, a person may have all these things, but he can still be restless. He can still live a life full of misery, full of stress. Why? Because Allah is not giving him the peace and comfort. So peace, comfort comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there was a king. He had everything that a person can think of and desire. Luxurious life. He had a soft mattress to sleep on, a nice palace that he lived in. One night, he couldn't sleep. He looked out of the window and he saw a poor man outside on the street resting and sleeping in peace. And this king, he could not sleep in peace. And he started thinking to himself, I have got everything that a person wants. Every item, every materialistic thing, every luxurious item that a person wants in this dunya. I've got everything, but still I cannot get that sleep that I want. What does that tell us? That peace and contentment comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is our maqsad. This is our objective, that we're in this dunya to please our Creator. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, has given us and is giving us and will continue to give us opportunities over and over again to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a few weeks back, we're in the month of Ramadan. Allah gave us the month of Ramadan. Why? So that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the month that we're in, Dhul-Qa'dah. After this month, we'll be starting Dhul-Hijjah. In Dhul-Hijjah, that month, we know that, you know, those who go for Hajj, that's the month, Dhul-Hijjah. So what's Hajj? Hajj is the opportunity for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, these opportunities we get, these opportunities are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know Hajj? Inshallah, in the next few Jum'ah talks, we'll talk about Hajj. Hajj is an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has got the means, and he doesn't have any other valid excuse to stay behind, then a person has to go for Hajj. You know, there are some misconception in our minds that, you know, I'll go for Hajj when I become older, when I get older. When I reach 40, 50 years of old, that's when I'll go for Hajj. Or I'll go for Hajj once everything is settled. Or I'll go for Hajj after this, I'll go for Hajj after. No. If we've got wealth, if we've got means to go for Hajj, then it's an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hajj is not a journey where we go and we just tick box all the arkan that we do. It's not just tick box exercises. Hajj is not just ticking boxes the exercise. Hajj is the journey of love. Hajj is the journey where a person changes his life. Where a person goes and when he comes back, he gets more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets more zeal and more jazbah of doing more good actions. Hajj is a point where a person changes his life. So do you know, it's a reminder, and I'll make dua as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all for Hajj again and again. And if Hajj has become fard upon us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and give us the tawfiq to go for Hajj on the nearest opportunity. We should try our level best. See, trying is in our hand. an invitation will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj, when a person goes for Hajj, is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine when a person is being invited by a king or a person of a high status in this dunya, how happy he is. And he looks forward for it. You know, the passion that he has, the zeal. Oh, I'm going to meet this person. I'm going to meet this person of the high status. Just imagine, we are going in the invitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us. Allah, our Creator is inviting us. So it's a special journey. So we should try our level best. If we haven't performed our Hajj, and if Hajj is further upon us, then we should try our level best to go for Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hajj mabrur for all those who are planning to go for Hajj this year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everything from us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhir da'wan an alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أراد الحج فليتعجل وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعجلوا إلى الحج يعني الفريضة فإن أحدكم لا يدري ما يعرض له بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت ولكل أمة أمين أمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين وارزقنا صلاة فيه ونحن أعزاء وأقوياء منتصرين اللهم اجعل القدس الشريف شامخا عزيزا إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر لإخواننا المسلمين والمستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم احقن دماءهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم أعنهم ولا تعن عليهم اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم فك أسراهم وتقبل شهداءهم برحمتك ومنك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكل إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Kindly straighten the softs. Ensure there is no gaps in between and our heels are on the line so that the saf can become straight.